Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Luke Kuechly, the great linebacker, has retired after 8 seasons in the National Football League. Here to talk about that right now and also some NFL playoffs as well is a former NFL offensive lineman, played with the 49ers, Vikings, and Cardinals, and that's Alex Boone here with us on CBS Sports Radio. Alex, thanks for the time. How are you?
Dude, I'm doing fabulous. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. Let me first start you off with Luke Kuechly. Had an incredible career. We've seen guys over the last few years retire at a young age because of how brutal and violent this sport is. Just first off, how about your reaction to Luke Kuechly retiring?
Dude, it's insane, but I'm not surprised. I mean, I played with Chris Borland, and he retired after 1 year. I mean, that was a complete shocker, and that was the same year that Patrick Willis retired. Like, dude, 2-for-1 that year. To retire because of concussions, this is becoming more prevalent, and people are paying more attention to their bodies, and they're like, hey, listen, man, I just don't want to be like that someday. So I credit him because I know how tough of a decision that must be.
I couldn't agree with you more, because you know how everyone has a take now in this world and everyone has a platform, and hey, it's part of this job, and you know, it's how I make my living. But I remember when the Andrew Luck stuff happened, when the Rob Gronkowski stuff happened, people were being critical of the decision, and I'll never be critical of a player who wishes to retire because they have to take the beat down on the field and they have to deal with their body in an awful spot day in and day out, and people get into it. Oh, it was late in the process with Luck. It was late in the process with Rob Gronkowski. So I actually think it's very courageous when a player who could have probably played for another 2-3 years, but he would have put his body in an ultimate bad spot. I think it's very courageous when a player says, you know what, now the time, it's now to get out of the game rather than too late.
Let me just be honest with you. When somebody does something like this, do you think that they honestly sit back and go, you know what, I did this despite the team? Or do you think it's one of the hardest decisions they've ever had to make? Like, somebody in their mind has said to them, listen, dude, something's not right. You're not in a good place. You need to probably come out of this league. I mean, you think about it. Since we were kids, since you were probably a kid, every guy dreams of wanting to play in the NFL. The minute you're there, and the minute you're somebody named Luke Kuechly, the number one linebacker in the NFL in the last 10 years, and somebody's going to come down on you about that, to me, that's sad, dude, because this kid is one of the greatest linebackers to ever play the game. He played with such tenacity. I can speak from firsthand experience. I remember playing him. He had the fastest hands I ever played against, other than London Fletcher, and he was probably the meanest player I ever played while having a smile.
Alex Boone here with us on CBS Sports Radio, the meanest player ever while having a smile. That has to be the most frustrating part when someone is trying to get to your quarterback. He's so frustrating to block, and the guy just smiles at you all the time.
Dude, he was so smart. He was calculating everything about him. You had to watch. I'm not even kidding. We would watch film for days on him. Like, what is his tell? When is he coming? When's he blitzing? When's he dropping? And then you think you got to go up and climb on this dude and put your hands on him. He was so fast. And then I remember one time, he like speared me in the side of the ribs. I swear to God, I thought I broke a rib. And he comes up laughing and he's like, Boone, that's just because we're Ohio boys. And I was so pissed. I was like, dude, you speared me because I'm from Ohio. He's like, I thought you were tougher than that. He walked away. I was like, oh, it is on. But you think about a guy like that who can say something like that while playing at the top of the league. Like, dude, it drove us nuts because he always laughed at it. It was just constantly, you're like, God, he's so slippery.
Alex Boone here with us. I just saw Albert Breer had a tweet out, and he said in an 8-year career, Luke Kuechly, and it puts it into perspective, 2012 Defensive Rookie of the Year, 2013 Defensive Player of the Year, a 7-time Pro Bowler, a 5-time First Team All-Pro, and a 2-time Second Team All-Pro. And oh yeah, by the way, also got his team to a Super Bowl in only 8 years. That's wild.
That's incredible. You can't think about how bad the Panthers are reeling right now. Not only because you got a new coach coming in, like everybody's all excited. They got this rule guy. They're going to pay him a fortune to come here. And then all of a sudden the spark on your defense is like, hey guys, I've had enough. Like that has to take the wind right out of your sails. I feel bad for the Panthers right now.
You've had situations like this, as you were alluding to, when you get the news and how it comes down, and it does, you don't get text about it in terms of, or a notice about it. Most of the time, a lot of the breaking news happens via Schefter or Rappaport or some release by the team on Twitter. What is it like when you're texting teammates right now, and what are those Panthers players probably feeling when they're talking to one another right now?
You know, I got to think that they probably saw this coming. As a good teammate, I got to give a lot of credit to Chris Borman and Patrick Wills, because they both told me face to face, like, "Hey, listen, wow, this is my decision." Dude, I can't tell you how much guts that took to come and be like, "Hey, listen, I know you might be mad at me, but this is my decision moving forward. I hope we can still be friends." It's like, "Listen, dude, we will forever be friends. Like, I'm not going to come down on you about this. If you think that the health of your brain and your body should always outweigh the silly game, like, people think about how serious this is. There's guys right now that are having trouble remembering things, speaking, doing simple things, because we all played a silly game. And yeah, it was worth a lot and we had a ton of fun, but sometimes the juice is not worth the squeeze."
How are you feeling right now? Just wondering.
Dude, I'm like Superman. You can't get me down. Come on. I'm always up, super excited, energetic, ready to roll, never hurt. Come on.
But like, do you go through daily struggles with pain?
No, honestly, I don't. I feel great.
Wow.
I took off a ton of weight. I mean, I do the Ironman thing now. I mean, it's just constantly moving and keeping the body going. I think as long as you're in a good place mentally, physically, everything will follow you.
Alex Boone here with us on CBS Sports Radio. Let's get to one of your former teams in the 49ers. They have one of the better teams in football. They're going to have the Packers this upcoming weekend. They beat down the Packers last time they played them. What type of game do you think we see on Sunday with the spot on the line for the Super Bowl?
You know, to be honest with you, I think it's going to be a lot of Aaron Rodgers running around. I think that this defensive front right now for San Francisco is on fire. I think somebody pissed him off in this bye week and told him that they weren't as good as they thought they were, and they went out last week and proved that they were. And I think offensively, this creativity of Kyle Shanahan continues to blow my mind. Like, he's one of these guys that's like, "Hey, listen, I'm just going to do a little bit of this, and you'll naturally get out of my way and part the Red Sea, and we'll throw a touchdown." Like, the way he can get a defense to move, even when that defense doesn't want to move, and he still does it, is incredible.
The blocking is really something. I remember that Cleveland game, and I think that Juszczyk got hurt in that game. But the way they use that fullback, too, and even when they survive games this year with Staley out and McGlinchey out, it doesn't matter who they put in. They find a way just to get it done. The blocking is unbelievable.
Credit Kyle Shanahan. I mean, look what he's done. And you say, talk about this fullback, what this Juszczyk's done. What about Kittle, too? I mean, the
a
two
beast.
Of them, you're constantly fixated on them. Like, what are they doing? Why are they going there? Well, that's what they want. It's all this smoke and mirrors. It's everything that they want you to look at. That's right. Kittle's moving out to the left. The middle linebacker's looking left, and then he gets smacked from the right. That's how it works here. And it's so fun because as much as we see it on TV, when you're on the field, sometimes you don't see it as much. Like, you're just constantly worried about, where are people going? Why is he going there? Why is he moving? And all of a sudden, you know, somebody's climbing up on you and it's over.
I call Kittle Gronk Light, because what he's been able to do, blocking too, that play against the Saints, it reminded me a lot about Rob Gronkowski.
Dude, I think that Gronk is more Kittle-like. I mean, I think that what Kittle has done so far in this 3 years is incredible. And I think that when you talk about a guy who would rather run down the middle of your face than run out of bounds, that to me is a tempo setter. And he sets the tempo for this entire team. And that is special because he's a tight end. You don't see that from tight ends. This dude's like, "Yo, bro, I'll take the whole team out." It's so fun to watch him.
It really is. You could probably have hours and hours of highlight film with Gronk and then also Kittle. Like, I remember Gronk dragging those, it was the Redskins defenders down the field in a game. And I go, how does this guy not get tackled? And I actually think one of them, I know he was joking about it, but I think it was, his name was Sergio Brown, was doing some talking. And Gronk said to NBC, "I had to bounce him out of the club." And it looked like it was a scene from The Blind Side where Michael Orr blocks the guy into the dumpster. That's what Gronk did on the football field. And you see those types of situations with Kittle. It's awesome to watch. You love it when a tight end, and you know the tight end position now, a lot of it, you line him up in the slot too, and the guy gets 1,000-something yards, but they're not blocking anymore. Kittle, the blocking, that's what makes him so resemblant to Gronk.
Absolutely. And you think about this, you talk about the running backs, right? Like, what makes a great running back? Hey, a guy that can run really hard, run really fast. How about the guy that can block on third down for the receivers? That's exactly what Gronk does. That's exactly what Kittle does.
Sure.
These guys, they're incredible because you watch them. They can scoop a defensive end that's an all-pro defensive end and put him on his butt. And you're like, dude, what was that? Is that a tight end? Oh, my God. And he's fun to watch. Like, everything about him is energy. And you're like, dude, I want to be next to him right now.
Alex Boone here with us on CBS Sports Radio. This has been great. When we get to Jimmy G, we've seen moments this year. The game against Arizona, stepped up, made a big third down throw. The two third and 16s at the end of the season, found Kittle against the Saints. Kittle did the rest. With the game on the line, do you believe in Jimmy G in the year of 2020?
100%, especially because you think about all the hits that he's taken this year and how he looks like he's never phased. And at times, yeah, maybe he looks a little upset, but that dude is as calm as a cucumber. And that's what you need from a quarterback. Number one, somebody that can take hits, because it's going to happen. Dude, this is playoff football. You're playing the best defenses in the world. They're going to be coming for your quarterback, a guy that can sit back there unfazed, go through his progression and get the ball out when it needs to be out. Dude, that is spectacular.
So you think the 49ers are winning by how much?
Oh, dude, I'm going to say 21. I said last week that whoever won the Minnesota and 49ers game will be in the Super Bowl. These are the two toughest teams, man. They're gritty. Their defenses are fired up. Somebody's pissed them off, and whoever did better be sorry because they're coming for everybody now.
Who do you think annoyed them, just wondering?
You know, I think it was a lot of people kind of, as much as they probably say they weren't listening to it, I'm sure a bunch of them heard it. Like, hey, they're maybe not as good as we thought they were. They took a bye week off. Like that. If I was a player, that always bothered us. It was like, listen, we're going to do what we're going to do, and here we go. And when you do, my God, is that team incredible, because I feel like the defense is just out there pummeling offenses, and the offense is just so creative and innovative that nobody really knows how to stop it right now.
Was there ever any bulletin board material that you kind of just laughed at and said, that's like a little bit too much in the motivational tactic, or you just bought into all of it?
No, I never bought into any of it. I was the one not reading it. I was the one trying to stir up the pot and create it. I was the one that was like, dude, listen, I'm going to go say this, guys. Pay attention. Here we go. And then they come back and they get super pissed at me like, dude, why'd you do that? But I had to. I had to do it, guys. Made football fun.
Who are the three toughest defensive linemen you ever had to face?
Bro, I played Aaron Donald twice a year. That dude is not even human. I was saying... I'm not even kidding you. Like, the way he would stare at you, you were like, he's reading everything about me right now. And I would try to mess with him, but in turn, I would end up just messing with myself. So I was like, nah, I don't want to do that. I'm going to play my game. I would say him. I played Michael Bennett twice a year, and that was back when Mike was really tough. And, I mean, he was a wiggle worm. He was, oh, my God, he was so hard to block at times. But, and then I think three would probably have to be, I don't want to be a cliche and say J.J. Watt, so I'm going to say a guy that I don't even know if you know. His name was Kevin Williams. You remember Kevin?
Yeah, oh, yeah, sure, with the Bills, right?
No, he was with the Vikings.
Vikings, yes.
Dude, I played Kevin in my first year starting, and he whipped me up and down the field. Oh, my God, he was so old. I remember going into the game like, this dude's so old. I'm so young. I'm just going to destroy him. And he was laughing at me the whole game. I was like, all right, bro, it's on.
Yeah, Kevin Williams, man. What a player that was. Hey, before we let you run, as we're wrapping up with Alex Boone, in the AFC side, in the AFC, I'm assuming you're going with Kansas City?
You know, man, I got to tell you, I'm a huge Braves fan. Number one, he went to Ohio State. I know him. He's a great guy. Number two, he got Bill Belichick to freak out on the sidelines for the first time in his entire career. So you know what? I'm all about Ryan Tannehill. I'm all about Derrick Henry. Let's go back to Miami and show him what's up.
Would you cut off your you-know-what for a Super Bowl like what Vrabel said he would?
No, dude. Because you know what's so funny is I was telling my wife about that. She was like, wow, that's a bad predicament to be in there, buddy. I mean, you got to think. She's like, at what point you have to give it your own word? You have to follow through, right? I was like, babe, I hope not.
Hey, Alex Boone, we'll definitely be talking to you again soon. One of my favorites to talk to. Appreciate the time. How can people interact with you right now?
Dude, it's great, man. I appreciate it so much.
No problem. There's Alex Boone here with us on CBS Sports Radio. Man, A+. He brought it. Kyle Williams was the player I was thinking about, by the way, with the Buffalo Bills. He ended up saying Kevin, who had quite a career, too. 6-time Pro Bowler, 5-time first team All-Pro, is on the 50 greatest Vikings ever.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.